Good morning, everybody. Well, welcome to the Engineering and Operations Committee meeting for Thursday, February 26th. I am Vice Chair Fong Sakai. I'm filling in for Chair Ray, who's absent from today's meeting. This meeting is called to order. Roxana, would you please call the roll?
Chair Ray is absent. Vice Chair Fong Sakai.
Present.
Vice Chair Heidemann.
Here.
Director Abdullahi.
Present.
Supervisor Aguirre. Directors Arant. Here. Ayala. Here. Buckowitz. Here. Coates Hedberg. Here. Flessy. Freehoff.
Here.
Rivera.
Here.
Sanchez. Waugh.
Here.
Vice Chair Fong Sakai, you have a quorum of the committee.
Thank you, Roxana. Are there any additions to the agenda?
I see none.
All right, thank you. And at this time, I'd like to ask if there's any public speakers.
Calling on public comment for matters on the Engineering and Operations Committee agenda or within the committee's jurisdiction. You will have 3 minutes to make your comments. Mr. Dudley, you may begin now.
Good morning. My name is Robert Dudley. I'm a 43-year resident of Lake Hodges. I've overseen the lake and the development, the up and down of the water levels for 43 years. My comments this morning are to advocate for further pause before closing the pipeline between Lake Hodges and the Water Authority Reservoir at Alevenheim. I think that the agenda item one should be tabled temporarily. I represent a group of concerned citizens who have advocated raising the level of Lake Hodges to allow for operation of the pipeline. We have received endorsement and support from civic organizations representing over 80,000 North County residents. Our supporters include both upstream and downstream communities. The downstream communities being Rancho Santa Fe Association, Whispering Palms Community, San Dieguito Planning Group, and upstream Rancho Bernardo Del Dios Community Councils. In early 2000, the Water Authority sold them on the concept of the ESP and the power generating facilities. And you made an investment of over $250 million to build that pipeline. But in the August of last year, we began to hear rumors about shutting down the pipeline, abandoning the commitment. Later, the authority announced that it was withdrawing its agreement to the cost of sharing in the cost of rebuilding the Lake Hodges Dam. The reasoning, the projected costs ran way up over budget. Two, Lake Hodges water was inaccessible due to the DSOD mandate, keeping the level of the lake at 280 feet. That's been in effect since near 2022. In the interim, our group has committed to developing a study of vaulted arch dams. That study is currently under peer review and expected to be completed within the next month. But in sum, there are more than 16 Eastwood dams that are still operation. 16 of these dams are still operating. And I think none have experienced catastrophic failure. Most, like Lake Hodges, has stood through earthquakes, through though counterintuitive, our study maintains that a paradoxical comparison occurs where Hodges, the aggregate risk profile between 280 and 295, says that 295 is safer than 280 feet. So I would ask for consideration that we not act on closing this pipeline at this time until staff has more of an opportunity to consider the alternatives. Thank you very much.
Dr. Andrews, you will have 3 minutes.
Good morning.
I'm John Anschus. I am an emergency physician who practiced 30 years with Palomar Health, which means the Pomerado Emergency Department and the Palomar Emergency Departments. So during the two fires, the Cedar Fire and the Witch Creek Fire, I was present and accounted for over time, taking care of respiratory illnesses at Pomerado Hospital. Obviously, the patients that were actually burned were sent to the burn center down in San Diego, but I can tell you that it's devastating. These sorts of injuries, respiratory injuries as well as the burn injuries, are devastating and have taken lots of lives. Now, it's estimated that with the increased risk of fire upstream from the dam, there's an extra 500 or so acres of weeds, et cetera, that are now exposed because the water level has been drawn down. That puts in it at risk something on the order of 3,200 homes. And if you multiply that times the number of people living in a home, you can see how many people are at risk for fire injuries. Meanwhile, the downstream study showed on the order of 3 to 10 people that would be drowned by a failure of the dam. And those are considered to be either hikers on the San Diego pathway or homeless people in that area. Whispering Palms is in the region, but they also are again in favor of what we're talking about, which is trying to reduce the upstream risk of fire. I don't know how many of you have been over to the walking bridge that goes across what was Lake Hodges over by the freeway. That used to have a vast view. Now it is feels like it's in the jungle because the weeds are now 20 feet or more above that bridge. So the amount of fuel that's been exposed is massive. So what we're trying to do is suggest that we raise the water level, and how do we go about doing that? The number one way is to let rainwater collect.
We have 30 seconds left. Please wrap up your comments.
The other way is to build a new dam, and we want to do both. The new dam is going to take many years. So let's say it's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. How's the water level going to go up beforehand? We need to show that the dam is competent, and we need to let the water collect so that there's a connection between there and the Olivenhang Reservoir. So as best we can, we're just hoping that you don't don't shutter the Olivenhang pipeline and do your best to try to support the idea of raising the water level, both through rain as well as the new dam.
Thank you for your comments. Do we have any remote speakers?
If there are public speakers in the Zoom waiting room, please raise your hand through the Zoom app or press star 9 if you are listening by phone. Speaker with the last name Everett, you may begin now.
Thank you. Hi, I'm here with the Western Electrical Contractors Association, and I'm here to encourage you to bid this item without a wasteful, costly, expensive special interest deal called a PLA. I've spoke to this group. I've spoke to this group several
Speaker
times.
With the last name Everett. There are no further speakers.
Can you hear me now?
Are there any director's comments at this time?
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Looks like our speaker that's remote would like to speak.
Mr. Everett, if you're speaking, we do not hear you.
Can you? They promoted me to a panelist.
No, we cannot hear you.
Noise removal's on.
Mr. Everett, we're checking on our end. Thank you for your patience.
Mr. Everett, we will be checking our technical issues and we'll come back to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Speaker with the name Marco. You will have 3 minutes and you could begin now.
Hello, testing. Can you hear me?
How come Marco can work?
I can hear Mr. Everett when he speaks.
Sorry about that, Marco.
Sorry, the Zoom audio is not coming back into the room. It's only audible outside on the remote meeting.
Got it. Here, I'll mute myself, Marco.
We'd have to reboot the system in the back. So it would take a few minutes of downtime.
I would like to testify on the item.
We're going to take a 5-minute break so that we can take care of these technical issues. Thank you for everyone in the audience and to our callers that are trying to call in remotely for your patience.
Public Speaker Christensen, you can speak. You have 3 minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. My name is Eric Christen. I'm the executive director of the Coalition for Fair Employment and Construction. We're a statewide organization that was formed 28 years ago solely to oppose discriminatory and wasteful project labor agreements. And I'm calling today just encouraging you to vote for this project to go out to bid without a PLA. Number one, it's what you need to do in this case for a variety of reasons. Both technically and legally, but also because we are looking forward to the results to demonstrate for you with the number of increased bidders that you get to show just how badly project labor agreements hurt your costs by decreasing your bidding pool and increasing those set costs. PLAs are explicitly and implicitly discriminatory towards the 90% of the construction workforce that chooses to wake up on a daily basis and work in a union-free environment. 9 out of 10 construction workers in San Diego County are non-union. 9 out of 10 construction companies are non-union. And project labor agreements just preclude them and exclude them from any project in which they are placed under. We've demonstrated that to you since you unwisely decided to vote for one. And we've shown you time and again how it's hurt you. But on this project, should this motion be approved, you'll see firsthand just what the results are of a project built without a project labor agreement. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next, we have public speaker Everett. Everett, you will be prompted to unmute your mic and you'll have 3 minutes.
Great. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. I agree with the last caller. Or the last speaker, I'm with the Western Electrical Contractors Association, and we also wanted to encourage you to bid this project without a wasteful and costly, expensive special interest deal called a PLA for the Lake Hodges Hydroelectric Facility Isolation Project. And I've spoke several times in front of this group, and I just want to kind of review what a disaster your PLA has been and how dishonest the big labor union bosses who just coincidentally donate to a bunch of the campaigns of the folks on this board, just how dishonest they've been to you. They said that there's going to be minority businesses on the last project, the San Luis Rey Wetland Habitat Restoration Project. They had their minority-owned business participation was 0%. Their women-owned business participation was also 0%. So completely did not meet any of those goals. Also in the project, they increased the cost by $6 million because you only got one bidder. If you remember, you also put that bid back out to bid and again got only one bidder. The initial company that bid on the project actually decided not to bid on it the second time. And again, you know, you're sticking your ratepayers with another $6 million increase on just this one project. And now you have the opportunity not to do that as you're raising rates, as you're passing these rate increases to cities that are having to raise taxes. You don't need to do this. Here you have a great example of an opportunity to not do it. Last time it was a 51-49 vote to keep the PLA on there, despite the fact that repeatedly you only got one bidder. And the only reason that's happening is because of the folks from San Diego City. And if they didn't have a weighted vote, the last project would go out without a project labor agreement. So let's acknowledge that the unions lied to you. Let's acknowledge that this PLA has been a disaster. It's costing millions of dollars per project. your minority and your women goals have been a complete disaster as well. They had the staff reach out and pay to reach out to more firms. And even the staff is mildly deceptive when they say, you know, okay, 11 firms were participating, but turns out it was only 11 people and they're from
Jeff
multiple
37.
firms.
It looks like your mic is muted. There are no more public speakers.
Thank you for all of the public comments. Are there any director's comments? I'm not seeing any hands raised, and I have no chair's report today. We do have one item on the consent calendar. It's the project labor agreement determination for the Cottage's hydroelectric facility isolation project. So, Jason, would you step forward to do the presentation?
Chair, this is a consent item. If it
move adoption.
Second. Director Heinemann, I see that you have your hand raised.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I was just going to make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Okay, so moved by Director Heinemann and a second by Director Ahmad.
Okay, I think so.
Are there any questions or comments? If not, we'll take the vote.
Chair Rudy is absent. Vice Chair Austin High?
Aye.
Vice Chair Heinemann?
Yes.
Director Andoni?
Yes.
Supervisor Andive is absent. Directors Aran?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Buckowitz?
Yes.
Coates Heiberg?
Yes.
Messi is absent. Freehoff?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
Sanchez is absent. Walk?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fonseca, motion passes.
Thank you. We have no action, discussion, or presentation items, and we have no information items today, nor do we have any closed session items. And before we adjourn this meeting, I'll call upon our general manager, Darren.
So we're experiencing obvious failure of our audio system. So what we're going to do is skip imported water for now, and we're going to go to water planning. In 5 minutes, we'll take lunch and see if we can fix the audio so that we can have that available for public and the media and the imported water agenda. So water planning, 5 minutes.